Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be coming with you once again this morning, and I believe you are having a wonderful time learning about the law. You know, this subject is so important. It's so important we understand it from the scriptures, so that we get to know how to live our lives and how God expects to live our lives. There's so much to share concerning this, and I'm trusting God to be able to expound everything for you in the next couple of days. I know you're enjoying yourself as much as I am. Today I want us to look at the position of the law. You see, the law has a certain position. It has a nature, it has a function, then it has a certain position. You see, when you read in Romans chapter 5, verse 20, the Bible mentions that moreover the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. It is moreover the law entered, meaning that the law was not part of the original plan of God. The law is not part of the original plan. That is not what God planned at the beginning of creation. He says the law entered. If something entered, it means that it was not present initially. You see. So, positionally, the law is not part of it. It does not have an orthodox position in the eyes of God. It came in, entered. You see. Now, look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. It says, wherefore then serveth the law? What is the reason for the law? You see, Paul is asking, what is the reason of the law then? He says, it was added because of transgressions. The law was added. It wasn't there initially, it was added. Initially we saw that it entered. Now the Bible is telling us that it was added because of transgression. So the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. You see, he says, it was added because of transgressions. It was added because of man's sins or man's transgressions. Okay, it was not part of the original plan, but it was given because of man's transgressions to make man see that he is a sinner. He says, so the seed should come to whom the promise was made. Who is that seed? That seed is Christ. So it was given so that men will know that they are sinners, so that they can wait for the coming or cry out for the coming of Jesus Christ in order for them to be saved. Hallelujah. It's so wonderful when you read in the Bible, when you read in Galatians chapter 4, you know, the Bible gives a very remarkable allegory or a type of Sarah and Hagar as a type of the law and then of grace, you see. And I want us to examine it because it's a good example of what the law represents, or the position of the law and the position of grace. You see, we are in grace now, but the law had a certain position. And the Bible uses Sarah and Hagar, who were the wives of Abraham, the friend of God, as examples or as an allegory. Now, let's read from verse 22. I'm reading Galatians chapter 4 from verse 22. It says, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman and the other by a free woman. You see, a bondwoman or a maid, a bondmaid. It says, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory? It says, these things are an allegory. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which generate to bondage, which is Hagar. You see, it says the one is from the Mount Sinai. That is where Mount Sinai was, where Moses received the law. And then it says, which generate to bondage, or which puts men into bondage, which is Hagar. You see, so Hagar represents the law, and she's a bondwoman, or she's a maid, she's a slave, she's not free. You see, so the law makes men slaves. The law does not make men free. For this Hagar, verse 25, is Mount Sinai in Arabia, an ancestor to Jerusalem, which now is in bondage with her children. So all those who live according to the law are actually in bondage. Okay, they are in bondage, they are not free. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. And verse 27 says, for it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bears not. Break forth and cry, thou that travelest not. For the desolate has many more children than she which had an husband. Then verse 28 says, now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. He's talking to you, and he says, now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. You see, those who try to live after the law always come to tell us that we should live after the law. You see, people try to say things that will try and bring us back into bondage, but we have been brought into the liberty and the freedom of God. The Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Hallelujah. So positionally, the law is our concubine, as Hagar was the concubine of Abraham. Okay, and she came for a reason. She was not part of God's original plan. God said that the seed is actually that which was given birth to by Sarah, not that which was given birth to by Hagar. Hallelujah. Now, let's go on. Verse 29. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what's here the scriptures. He says, cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. He says, cast out the bondwoman. So the law has to be casted out. We have to cast out the bondwoman. We have to cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So you don't have to mix grace and law. You see, the Bible says grace came by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are in Christ now, and we function by grace. We function by the working of God in our hearts. There's a new law that we live by, and that law is engraved in our hearts. I'll explain these things and more to you tomorrow. I'll see you again tomorrow, but make sure you cast out the bondwoman, because that is the position of the law. It entered. It was not the original plan of God. Right now, the original plan of God has been fulfilled, which is grace. The reason for the law has been fulfilled, which is grace. So now that you live in grace, live free. Live in the freedom of God. Live in the rest of God. And enjoy yourself by the power of the Holy Spirit. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.